I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Leaving Highfield Manor and the dead man, Benner, I drove Barbara to London. I was convinced that Benner's death would not affect either of us. The police files would probably read, "Murder by some person unknown." At last, we arrived at my flat. Along here, Barbara, is my flat.
What's that? Someone in there?
No. As we stepped out of the lift, I switched on an alarm. As you trod on a certain board in the passage from the lift, a buzzer sounded in my flat. Very useful, my dear, when I'm in. I know someone's coming to see me. What do you think of the idea?
I think you're a very mysterious man, Mr. Fletcher.
Oh, I am. Well, here we are. Come in.
My, but how beautiful.
I'm glad you like it.
It's charming.
Good. You see, you're probably going to see a lot of it.
Oh, that lovely cloisonné vase. Priceless.
Yes, a beauty. I've managed to acquire that from the Delaware collection.
But that collection was entirely stolen from the galleries.
Exactly.
What are you? Who are you?
Roland Fletcher, at your service, Barbara. Freelance adventurer.
And thief.
And thief. Oh, true. Tis true, tis pity, pity tis true.
Let me go. I don't want to have any more to do with you. Thank you for the lift. Please let me leave.
Willingly, but hold the horsepower, my dear, and think. What of that dead man in Highfield Manor? The shots and the screams. Who's to say you didn't knock Horatio Venner for six yourself?
No one on earth knew I was going there.
What of the hire car, Johnny?
He put me down a mile from the place. I walked the rest of the way.
Clever girl. Oh, by the way, you'd better powder your nose. You're beginning to shine a bit, darling.
Oh, I... Good heavens.
What's to do now?
I've lost my compact. It's not in my handbag.
Of course it isn't. Did you use it and drop it in Horatio Venner's study at Highfield Manor?
Oh, I must have done.
How very convenient for the local constabulary. But no, the gods were on your side, my dear. For the gods, substitute Roland Fletcher. I picked it up. Name engraved and fingerprints and all. Here.
Thank you. Oh.
Stop wailing. You remind me of a wall in Jerusalem. Now you see, my dear, how very necessary I am to you.
Yes.
Good. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. You are aiming to collect evidence from certain individuals who you think landed your daddy in jail.
I know I can do it.
I know you can't. You've made an unholy mess of the first attempt with Horatio Venner. You've left a dead man in Highfield Manor entirely unaccounted for. Couldn't you even grant the darkness see a thing?
No, nothing.
Could you recognize the voice that told the others to pick up everything and, scram?
I was so excited, and the terrible moment of his death left me so scared. I hadn't time to recognize anything.
I can understand that. All right, we've nothing to go on yet. But doesn't it seem strange to you that the very night you choose to visit Horatio Venner, his assassins arrive, rifle the safe, and leave you with a dead man on your hands?
My heavens! What do you mean?
I mean, idiot, that you must have spilled a bean or two somewhere. And someone, very interested, went for what you went for. And very cleverly left you holding the baby.
If you hadn't insisted on turning back.
But I did. And so the late Horatio Venner and his death cannot be connected with you.
Thank you.
But, who knew you were going a-visiting tonight? Who did you ask to help you? Who got you the hire car? Who? Think, woman, think.
I hired the car. Derek Morgan arranged it for me.
Derek Morgan? Who's he?
He was one of my father's secretaries. A young...
Young, handsome and charming. My hat they were. Was the car chauffeur driven?
Yes, but...
But me no buts. Morgan probably knows all about the affairs that culminated in your father's trouble.
Oh, of course. And he's been most sympathetic and helpful on so many occasions.
I repeat, idiot, idiot, idiot. Well, I suppose poor Derek has to be eliminated. And I think I know how.
Eliminated? But you don't think he was in any way to blame?
I don't think anything, except that Derek has to be eliminated. Now, to get to business. Come over here. This is a bookcase.
Uh-huh.
Now, observe. I turn a little switch, so... I don't even have to say open sesame, but it opens just the same. Regardez-vous. Proceed through the opening.
Why? Another charming flat.
Exactly. Mine. Mr. Jenkins rents it. Actually, his name is on the post boxes downstairs. Mr. Jenkins is me. Or, should I say, I.
You have two flats, then?
Indeed, yes. But see here. The entrance door to this flat leads to the back of the block. My door leads to the front.
But why two flats?
The explanation will come later. Just think this one out. Mr. Roland Fletcher comes in at the front. If, however, Mr. Jenkins wishes to go out to the back, it's simple.
But why? Why? Who are you and why is all this necessary?
Shall we leave that till later? Now, here's my scheme. You shall take over Mr. Jenkins' flat. Your name shall be placed on the post box downstairs.
You mean...
I mean nothing you can take exception to. Your flat is yours. Mine is mine. There's certainly nothing between us. Except a bookcase. But that locks on your side as it does on mine. My only means of wishing to see or communicate with Mr. Jenkins is a buzzer. You can then come to me when I buzz, or I can come to you when you release the catch on your side.
Why should you do all this for me?
Heaven knows. But I think you may prove very useful. You see, Barbara, you're waging a war. I too have a war on. So we have a common cause.
You've helped me wonderfully. And I'm grateful.
Are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Shake, partner. And now for Derek Morgan and Operation Elimination.
You wouldn't harm him?
Well, no, but he has to be silenced. How, I don't know yet. But I don't think I trust that gentleman. He knows too much about you. Come on, the car's outside. We'll call on him. You guide me to his lair, den, or what have you.
Oh, but it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hurry, girl, hurry, or it'll be 3 o'clock in the morning.
Barbara, what is all this? You and this gentleman dig me out of bed in the small hours? What for?
I'll tell you, Mr. Morgan. Or rather, you tell me. What were you doing driving a Lincoln Saloon car on the Great West Road tonight?
Derek.
I was not.
Liar. Your car was seen. You had a lady passenger, and you put her down at a certain place and ostensibly, turned round and went back to London.
I did not. I went
to... So you did drive that car. Now, listen to me, laddie. Within a mile or so of that spot, a man was murdered. A man well known to you. Horatio Venner.
Venner?
Yes, Venner. Now, what have you got to say? You're in the know, as it were, with Venner and his mob? You, like many others, had a lot on him.
I only drove by.
Ah, so you were on that road tonight near where a man was murdered.
How in heaven's name...
Was it really you, Derek, who drove me?
Of course it was. Now, there's going to be a hue and cry for the murderer of Horatio Venner tomorrow. Hadn't you better clear out before then? There's a plane to the continent at 10 a.m. Will you catch it? If you don't, Barbara can testify to the man who did the job. She was there.
But I didn't do it, I tell you.
You drove that car. And let me tell you, the police shall get the number of it. It was seen in the neighborhood. Then I owed you no good turn. Voila, my friend. Now think for a moment. Since Barbara's father gave up business, what happened to you?
Sir Thomas Bradbury gave me a job with him as his secretary.
Aha! Sir Thomas Bradbury. One of the syndicate that Barbara's father... Brian Faversham was connected with.
Yes.
So you, deserted the sinking ship.
I have my future to think of.
Future? My lad, you have none. Now listen, Bradbury must have confided in you to a large extent.
He didn't...
Don't lie to me. Bradbury is one of those for whom Brian Faversham took the knock.
Well, I...
Shut up. Venner also knew a great deal. In fact, was in the works. And knew you knew too much. Right?
He might have.
So you take the opportunity Barbara offers you, and while she's doing her act with Venner, you dash in, douse the lights, bump off Venner with a tar lever or something like that, and leave her holding the baby.
I swear.
Don't trouble. Morgan, I've got a lock on you. Think. Barbara was there. You, through your knowledge of Bradbury's business, that of Barbara's father and the rest, plus Venner, wanted to get in the clear. You have, in my opinion, got the contents of Venner's safe. Hmm? Stand and deliver, friend.
I swear I haven't. I never went up to Highfield Manor.
Oh, and again, oh. How did you know about the fracas at Highfield Manor? Who said anything about that desirable residence for crooks and sharpshooters?
Listen, Morgan.
I don't think you killed Venner. I don't think you could kill a mouse. But everyone else would. And I shall see that the police will be thoroughly worded up on that theory.
But you...
There's a plane at 10 a.m, as I said, bound for European parts. Catch it, or else. Well?
I'll catch it.
Good. And now, good night. Come, Barbara.
Mr. Fletcher, I don't think Derek Morgan killed Horatio Venner.
Neither do I. Morgan is not the stuff that killers are made of. Excuse the half quote.
Then why threaten him?
Why? Because we do not require him the way when we get busy on his boss, Sir Thomas Bradbury.
He's another?
Obviously. We must pay old Sir Thomas a call in the very near future.
And Venner?
Venner is dead. I'm afraid I can't explain why, but I can say how.
Horrible. Horrible.
Robbery with violence will be the verdict, and the police will be baffled. Yes, baffled is the word.
Tell me, how did you know it was Derek Morgan who drove me in that hire car?
How? Simple, my dear Watson. I mean Barbara. He wasn't expecting visitors and forgot that he'd left a peaked cap and blue uniform coat hanging in the hall of his flat.
Oh.
Now we have to work out how to get at Bradbury. That's the next move.
Yes, Bradbury.
Venner is no more. Derek Morgan, like the swallow, has migrated but will return. For the nonce, my dear, cross him off your list. Okay?
Yes, Rowley. Okay.
Be with us again when Roland Fletcher, modern Robin Hood, once again shoots an arrow on the road for another adventure in the story of The Grey Goose.